Ooh, just real quick.
You got an intro by any chance?
No. Joe, say hi.
Hi.
All right, Ryan, say hi.
Hi.
And Laura, say hi.
Hey!
All right. I love how you guys just wait for me. Yeah, I started. You didn't even know, did you? No, I don't have an intro. Welcome to the Valentine's Day episode. It was yesterday. By the time you listen to this, it'll be 2 days ago. Or more if you're, like, not listening to this podcast the day it happens. Which is fine, because we didn't do anything for Valentine's Day. We being me. I don't know about the other people on the podcast, but I didn't do anything. I didn't do anything. Nada. Nada, which is Spanish for not a damn thing for Valentine's Day. I'm too old. I've known this broad for, like, at least a third of my life, and if she ain't got in her head by now that I love her, well then, a box of chocolates and some goddamn flowers aren't gonna do a thing. So, you know what? Fuck Valentine's Day.
Nice.
That's super romantic.
Romance. I wonder if she would be laughing right now.
So our Valentine's Day tradition, which I have brought up on previous shows, is to, like, hang out with each other and pig out on crap like pizza and chicken wings and shitty TV. Well, she had to
That's
work
a
this
great
Valentine's Day.
Valentine's.
It is, because it's like, hey, I love you even though you're a pig, right?
you get to be your piggy self, you know?
That's right. And so, but this year she had to work. So, you know what? Fuck it. I didn't even get her a card. She got me a card to give to her for my son. Hey everybody, welcome to JBC. My name is Jason Mark, with me is Joe Neal, and in the studio, special guest Joe's wife, awesome Laura, and their good friend, and my good friend, the chocolate velvet voiced Ryan.
What do we say? White chocolate fog.
That's right.
Hello, Ryan. Yes. Say hi.
The pipes.
Nothing but cocoa fat here. White chocolate.
Yeah.
Word.
I want you, Ryan, to be my bartender. I'm going to walk into your bar. I'm going to say, Ryan, what have you got for me today? He said, this is cocoa fat. Drink it. And he's going to say in that voice. And it could be like strychnine and piss. I don't care. As long as he's talking, it sounds good to me.
Chocolate. That's true. If Ryan served me a drink and named it anything and just said it out loud, I'd be like, that sounds fucking delicious.
Yeah.
Here you go, baby. It's the Queen's Cues on ice.
I think based on, I know the listeners can't see this, but based on the glorious beard that Rye has, I think I would trust absolutely any beer choice he would make. Mm-hmm. It just looks like he knows what the fuck he's talking about, you know?
Between the beard and the voice, he's a very trustworthy presence.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Ryan, I hope you take undue advantage of that and get major trim, even though I know you're, like, in a relationship and crap on Valentine's Day. You gotta be true to your woman. But the other 364 days a year, I hope you're out there going, hey, baby, your pants are on the floor. And then she's like, no, they're not. You're like, they will be. Or whatever.
They will be.
And it's fully consensual if anybody else who thinks it's not is listening.
No, it's
sign
totally
this
consensual.
Waiver, baby.
I'm a big fan of, like, really walking that line of, sexual harassment at the office, you know? It's like, you flirt, but you know what's going on beforehand, so, you know, you as with anything, always know your audience.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I think it's safe to say
I think
that.
I'm lucky that I happen to work in a field where everyone has, like, a terrible, horrible, awful sense of humor, and if it's not ridiculously sexually inappropriate, it's definitely, you know, not PC. So, you know,
is at your work,
I
is,
love it.
Does that come out of on Valentine's Day? Are people making, like, Valentine's Day, are they making innuendos, like saying the word innuendo to mean in your endo? You know what I mean? I mean, are they, is that what's that? Because at my job, nobody does that. Because if you so much as, like, if you so much as wink one eyelash at somebody inappropriately, you are so fired. Don't even think about it.
My job is like that. let me tell you, like, I can't. No, I no. There's no. You can't walk the line. Like, if I think about a boob, I'm gonna get fired.
I think about
you
a
don't
boob.
Like.
And I work at Taco Bell, so I'm thinking about tacos, and they better be the right kind.
I'm gonna call today's episode. Think about a boob.
You know, both of you reaching for the sour cream at the same time, and your hands touch. You know, and then.
And then you're doing this weird, like, the movie Ghost thing with instead of clay, it's sour cream. And it's just creepy as fuck.
That would be the best fucking gordita crunch in the world. I will say that. Made with love.
Made with love.
Oh, yeah.
What was that one
honey,
comedian?
I want you to know, I want you to know I don't get handsy with anybody at Taco Bell. I'm not. If somebody accidentally touches my hand, I scream, uh-huh. I'm married! What are you doing? And then... And then we can move on with the day.
That's good to know. Because I will cut a bitch.
Yes.
Yeah. Solo time is another story at Taco Bell for Joseph. So,
solo time? I try not to have solo time in the bathroom of the Taco Bell. Behind the dumpster? Maybe.
Did you say blow but, time?
Solo time. Not on solo. Well, hand solo.
Hand solo.
Yeah.
Hand
solo.
In the bathroom? At work?
No! I'm a gentleman behind the dumpster.
Right.
That's where I smoke and...
Like a gentleman.
Yeah. Anyway. Enough about... This is not the... Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the masturbation episode of JBC. Actually what a lot of people do on Valentine's Day.
If you would use lube, you would not smoke. Hey-o! Where's my sound pal? Hello.
So you guys end up like a water-based lube or more of like a silicone-based lube?
I use a food-based lube in case I get really excited. Because you don't know where
well,
that stuff's going.
Well, I'm at Taco Bell. When I'm behind the dumpster, all I got is I bring out a couple of packets of fire sauce. And jack off Bel Grande.
Oh, man.
I was going to call this called Think About a Boob. I'm called Jack Off Bel Grande. You give me all kinds of good names for today's show.
I'm never eating at your establishment ever again.
Oh. Wait, you've eaten there before?
I think
Bill Clinton put it best when he said, I didn't swallow. Wait, no, he didn't say that. Anyway. Something about Jack sauce. I can't really remember. The Taco Bell sauce. So, Valentine's Day. Now, my understanding is that y'alls, being the two of you who are married that are in the room right now together, even though you're in different rooms because of issues.
Marriage.
Y'all are going to do something for Valentine's Day tomorrow's?
That was the plan. Hey, do you guys mind if I tell the story? Laura, you know what I'm talking about.
The story about how I hate people and I don't like to go out in like public, even if it is Valentine's Day.
We can tell that story. I think that plays into to what happened last night. Last night on actual Valentine's Day.
Mm-hmm.
Here, check it out. I know that we all have a little bit of disdain for Valentine's Day, including my wife Laura, who said to me, hey, let's not get each other gifts on Valentine's Day. Like, fuck this bullshit.
Did you fall for that?
And, like, I looked her deep in the eye. I'm like, is she fucking with me? Is this a test? Like, what's going on here? No, but she was serious. And I was like, you know what? Cool. No gifts this year. We're not doing this thing. Because it's kind of bullshit. It wasn't our idea anyway. We don't need it to, like you were saying, about you and your wife, Jason. You don't need this to somehow, like... validate the love between you and your spouse, right? Yeah. So I'm like, okay, no gift. But then I realized
it's way more awesome and means more when a gift is given to you like on a random day versus like Valentine's Day where I don't know, it's just like expected that you have to go out and I don't know, do something and get something. That being said, yesterday was pretty fucking awesome. So.
Well, and that what you just said is good advice for any man who's in a relationship. Did you hear that, listener? I don't know if we have a listener anymore, but if we do, and if you're dating somebody, remember that. Valentine's Day should not be, there should be some random giftage.
You think the listener is single or married?
I don't know. I think he's having hand solo time right now.
Yeah.
You can send a Valentine's Day to your card to your hand. I've done it. Why not, you know?
Send a card to your hand?
Yeah. The only problem was I got one back, and I was like, okay, this is weird. Because I don't like to think
your
of
your romantic relationship with your hand is so awkward, dude.
It is weird, because I don't want my hand to... I don't want it to be mutual. I don't want to, like... I want my hand to be ashamed of this, because I'm not going to be, so somebody has to. And I don't want my hand sending me cards and buying me flowers and, like, telling its friends, oh, yeah, we're totally tight. And I'm like, no, we're not tight. I use you. What are you talking about? You're not my Valentine.
Well, then the grip is tight.
Yeah, the grip is tight.
Nice.
Why did you send me a card then? Because I was throwing you a bone since you grabbed my bone. I don't know. Anyway,
is this the
sorry.
Left hand or the right hand?
Well, it depends on how drunk I am. Sometimes I want a little strange, so I go with the left hand.
Yeah, you want a little strange. Go with the left.
Yeah, or
anyway, isn't that considered your hand, cheating? Or?
Your hand looks at you like a piece of meat, right?
It is. It's true. Hey. Sometimes what I'll do is I'll sit on my left hand until it's so numb. Now that is the double strange. Maybe I'll
that's
call that
strange.
Show.
Is that, that called the ghost?
The double
or the sleeper
strange.
Or something like that? That can't be the right terminology.
The sleeper. Yeah.
That bitch gag route on that one. I think, you know, we got to focus on love right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, okay, yeah. Okay, so where was
the fact that
where were you?
Jason's masturbating hand is clingy, basically.
Oh my God.
All right.
You and your polyamorous fucking hand relationships.
Listen, enough ahead, about Joe. Wanking it. Let's talk about Valentine's Day, which was not what last night was about. Even though last night was Valentine's Day. Let me explain.
Okay. I had to work.
Yes, Laura, too, had to work. You were saying, Jason, that Allison had to work on Thanksgiving. Fucking. Anyway, Merry Christmas.
Hey, I'm thankful she's got
it
a job.
It is the holiday of giving.
Yeah. Thanksgiving.
We're doing 20 shows in one day, people. Give us a break.
Come on now.
All right, so here, I'm going to continue the story. The fifth anniversary of my proposal of marriage to Laura was Valentine's Day last night.
Nice one, twofer. Good one.
Anniversary. Right. I had agreed to not do anything and not give a gift or anything for Valentine's Day. So when Laura came home from work late last night, I had a fire built, and I proposed in front of a fountain. I told that story last year, actually, the story of the proposal on JBC. So I had a huge video on a projector screen of a beautiful fountain at night next to the fire. And she walked in. I had and I had my dog, Jesus Barking Christ. There was a little bag with a little gift in it, and he is a retriever. But he actually delivered. So I gave him the little bag, and he ran up to Laura as she came in the door with his little bow tie on and handed her the gift. And then she opened it up, and what did you get, honey?
First of all, coming home from work and what I do, I'm usually like super grumster. So it's the most amazing thing ever to walk in the door and have your super awesome golden retriever retrieve something for you. Like, he has to bring something to you when you come in the door, whether that be a fucking shoe or a sock that he tried to pull out of the laundry basket, whatever. So he brings me this gift, super awesome. I got a beautiful bracelet.
Ooh.
A tennis bracelet. It's gorgeous and I love it.
Wow. And hey, it's sterling silver, gold, and diamonds.
Wow. 5 year. On the one
very
hand,
nice.
On the one hand, that's awesome, Joe. On the other hand, dude, you set the bar.
Yeah. I hate to agree with him, but yeah.
Yeah, Laura, I need you to keep quiet on that, because all I did was get an Oreo cheesecake from Cheesecake Factory. Ooh. And so, please, you know.
I bet she's
nothing
happy with
nothing
the cheesecake.
Happened.
Yeah, and I don't think Brandy probably won't listen to this show, so we can keep this shit under wraps.
Yeah.
Until I
Oreo
walk over
cheesecake
there with my sparkly.
Wait a minute.
And I have to tell the story.
Let's.
I will say it's kind of fucked
say
up.
You like
I
got
didn't
it in like a claw machine or something. You know, like you can't do this romantic story for Valentine's Day.
She had a golden diamond breast bracelet out of a claw machine.
I did
Fuddruckers.
Cheesecake Factory from DoorDash, you know? I mean, like, you got to help me out here, people.
What were you saying, Laura? Hello?
So I think she's just really appalled at what I said.
Help me. Has
walked off and is now... Is now calling my significant other to let her know what a jerk I am.
Oh, my God. I think Oreo cheesecake is a wonderful thing.
Ryan, are you married to your bestie? Are you married?
I think I could sue her for palimony if she kicks me out. But okay, we're not, you know, technically married.
Okay, fair enough. And Joe, you've been married for 4 years?
Yeah, coming up next month.
Okay, and
4 years.
And I've been married forever, so I think we covered the spectrum here between the unmarried, the newly married, and the goddamn, we've been married so long, Valentine's Day is a curse. It's not an opportunity to express anything. The fact, Ryan, that you got your SO there, did you say it was an Oreo cheesecake?
Yes. It's an Oreo-infused cheesecake. But really, I mean, to be honest, the big gift is every year for Valentine's Day, I send her the most ridiculous, large flower thing that can be sent by FedEx overnight. And I send it to her office, and the last 3 years, the car is always read the same.
Okay.
I hope everyone at the office is super jealous.
Yeah.
I love you with all my heart.
Knowing Brendy, I think that's perfect, man. Yeah.
Brendy is very into the gifts everyone can see. I can tell you right now, she's super happy with anything that's delivered to her.
Well, that's just good. That's just good Valentine's Day stuff. Make all of her coworkers jealous. That's a very good thing for Brandy. She's into envy.
Envy. Okay.
Tell her, it's not like the fifth anniversary of a proposal or anything. It's just fucking right. Valentine's Day. Flowers is par for the course. It's more than par. It's a birdie. It's hole in one.
I will say, get on a random day for no reason is 10 bazillion times more amazing than getting something on Valentine's Day.
Yeah,
I will say that.
So, you mentioned that before.
Hint, yeah. Jason, have it delivered to work.
No, well, okay, so here's the thing. My wife works at a place where if I were to deliver that sort of thing, her coworkers would tell their husbands, who would then come to my house and beat the crap out of me. So we husbands have a deal. It's like, no. We all keep it on we all keep it stupid. One of the things we do though, and I think that you, Laura, could appreciate this because of your previous job, we all once a year, and we do it randomly, it's not always on the same day, we all try to develop cardiomegaly, which I'm pronouncing wrong. Cardiomegaly?
Yeah. What happens when you have Cardi B?
It's cardiomegaly. Cardiomegaly? No. I don't know. Anyway.
You had it right.
Yeah.
What is
it? So that's...
Meat sweats?
We tell our wives, we go up and we say, hey, babe, I've got some serious edema going on. It's resulted in cardiomegaly.
Megaly.
And uh-huh. Our wives go, why? And since my heart is so full of love, it's enlarged. And they're like, aww. What did you get me, though?
Sweet.
Yeah, it is.
That's super sweet.
Because when you're dating somebody in the medical field, you kind of got to you gotta do the love thing on a medical, like, way.
So,
you know what I'm
saying? Do you, like, write that on a card or
no,
send
we
it
just,
to her? Or?
No, we just start sweating and pass out. And they're like, oh, okay, yeah, cardiomegaly, yeah, large heart syndrome.
In the middle of the pizza that you ordered with, like, a bunch of... brownies and cookies.
That's right.
You know,
the sugar and the salt. Yeah. You got it.
This is really good advice, Jason, because Laura has a lot of medical expertise and she used to be a nurse, psych nurse. So I've got it. The anniversary is coming up. What I'm going to do is I'm gonna squirt a bunch of liquid meth up my butthole with a turkey baster.
Yeah.
Like, and just come right up to the edge of overdosing on meth, and I'm gonna run up to her with a dozen roses, and my heart's gonna burst out of my chest.
Yeah.
From all the meth. And then she'll be like, "Oh, he's so in love with me that his heart burst out of his chest."
Literally, it literally burst out of his chest. That's Valentine's. That's love.
I'm gonna drink a bunch of hummingbird feeder and then get my blood sugar tested and come to you with my, you know, blood results and say, "You're so sweet, you gave me diabetes." Yeah.
That's so awesome.
Yeah.
That's so, insulin intolerance. That wouldn't be a great card, wouldn't it? Like, "Hey, baby, I love you so much. My insulin intolerance indicates that I'll probably die or go blind by the time I'm 35.
I love it.
I like this great idea that these medical kind of gestures.
Isn't that the way it used to be back in the day, though? It was like somebody would like, or wasn't it, what was that movie? Dangerous Liaisons. Like, Michelle Pfeiffer was just so distraught with love that she had to go have like hot candles stuck on her back and slugs and shit because love wrecked her ass. You know,
they had to fix her humors.
Yeah, to fix her humors. Yeah. I think
humors were all out of whack.
So what did you give me for Valentine's Day? I got you treatment. I mean, I got me treatment because I'm going to die, literally die. I love you so much.
Fucking bag of leeches, baby.
Bag of leeches. Another great title for today's show.
Dangerous Liaisons, though. What the fuck does she do? I'm confused.
So you can either read the book or you can see the movie. The movie, there's actually the movie with Glenn Close and John Malkovich and Michelle Pfeiffer is really good. The adaptation that what's her name, Buffy the Vampire Slayer, did with that other chick and that guy, it's okay. Because there's this scene where Buffy
Cruel
and that,
Intentions.
Yeah, Cruel Intentions. Where like they make out and there's like so much slobber that you're like, "I'm into slobber now." Either of those are worth it. But there's a scene, where Michelle Pfeiffer is just so fucked over because John Malkovich. Oh, also Keanu Reeves is in it. And Uma Thurman. So boom, there you go. Name me a movie with Uma Thurman.
Actually, super hot ass fucking cast.
Yeah.
Michelle Pfeiffer's smoking hot.
Yeah.
I can think about right now is Uma Thurman's tits. I'm sorry.
Yeah, her Uma's tits.
Have you seen them?
Yeah, they're in the movie.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
Anyone who's seen that movie has seen Uma Thurman's tits.
And they're enormous.
I have to tell you right now, look, it's one of the first. Going through puberty and seeing that movie, like, all I could think about was Uma Thurman's tits. Yeah. I couldn't pay attention to the plot.
Man, and like, I would always say Fast Times on like cable was like that introduction.
Dangerous Liaisons was my first. I was like, this movie's boring because I was like, you know,
it is boring for a kid.
Pre-pubescent.
Yeah.
Well, it was then because, you know, I was just thinking about
Uma
Thurman
right up into the tits.
Yeah, and then the tits
like
happened,
a love
and then
triangle.
Oh, it's
movie?
Complicated. Listen, without spoiling it, I do think that. I'm gonna say officially, Dangerous Liaisons is the best Valentine's Day movie ever made. I'm just gonna say that right now. And Joe, I think you should. I know you guys are into the horror movie thing, but watch Dangerous Liaisons together, and she's gonna get. Laura, I'll cover your ears. Your wife's gonna get hot and bothered, and you can totally hit that.
Oh my god.
I remember the first movie that I watched where I like realized I don't know what the fuck sex was. It's like a weird, I don't even remember the name of the movie, but it was Bruce Willis and I don't even know who the fuck the chick was, but he's like a boat cop.
Bruce.
And they have sex on
a
boat.
Shitty movie,
Bruce,
but
yes, boat. I know what that
it's
is.
It's called like Super The hot Color sex. Of Night or something.
No, it's called Striking Distance.
Yes, it is. Strikes Distance, and it has
Sarah Jessica
that's
Parker.
That's actually a Simpsons joke in it.
Was that Sarah Jessica Parker?
Apparently. Yes, it was Sarah Jessica Parker.
How did they do her up so that she looked hot? Like, oh my god!
Oh my god! Everybody's in this movie. I'm on IMDb. It's got Tom Sizemore. It's got John Maloney. It's got Gareth Williams, who plays Chick Ticonis.
It's a good movie. Give it another chance.
Hey, listen, I just have to say this. I have to get it out. I think I've always thought that Tom Sizemore is a great porn name.
It is, isn't it? You've said that before.
That's it.
Oh, also, oh my God, Andre Brower, he's the best. He is the best.
It's a good movie.
Andre Brower is the best. Andre Brower is the best. I'm going to say that three more times. Andre Brower is the best, times three. He's the best.
Okay.
He's in this.
I've got to look.
This is a good round table because what were the. Okay, all of us.
Can Ryan do one of his movie reviews of Striking Distance?
Yes.
All right.
I think he might need more prep time, but I don't know.
Not tonight. But
I just wanted to ask you all. Okay, for me, one of the movies was Dangerous Liaisons.
Yeah.
That is when you're coming in, you're having a full awakening while watching a movie, and a movie overwhelms you because you thought you were watching a movie, and suddenly you're having all of these feelings. And so for you, it was Striking Distance, Laura. What movie?
I don't remember the name of the type of TV, but it was like a black and white bullshit TV that only got like two channels. And I remember, you know, clicking around on it at night and found a scrambled, like softcore porn channel. So that is my first experience, but Striking Distance is pretty fucking hot too.
Okay.
So I'm just saying like, you know, a sex scene in a movie where I was like, whoa, this is like fucking intercourse and it's hot. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Okay.
What Sorry, movie made you a man, Jason?
Deep Throat. No. Yeah. No. Taboo.
Did you say he? Oh, Taboo? Oh,
yeah.
My God.
Yeah,
who's in like, that?
Who was in Taboo? It's a
Cockamile Dundee and Sizemore. And...
No, it's a.
Another Sizemore movie, huh?
No, it's. No,
I don't know. I guess that's about right because Taboo. Was that the first porn that you ever saw? Was
More
Taboo?
Less, yeah.
It's the porn movie.
Wait,
the
is
first
that
porn
actual...
I ever saw was Taboo 2. Which...
Is that an actual porn?
Yeah, yeah, both of them are.
Yeah, Taboo is one of those movies where it was like perennial and they're like, fuck it, let's just make 12 sequels. But it's Taboo. I think it's from either the late 70s, early 80s, and it was a basically this mom has sex with her son a few times, and that's the taboo, right? As if taboo... So, like, taboo
what?
Had... Yeah, I know. Taboo has this connotation of, like, hey, let's stick something up your butt. That's taboo. But having sex with your son, no, that's not taboo. That's just wrong. But
it's incest. That's what they should have called it. And then I saw Incest 2, which, you know, they really branched out and went in a different direction because then it's a brother fucking a sister, and then the brother also fucks his mom, and the sister fucks her dad.
Wow, and I was going to say just, like foot porn or something, but
no,
that's
these
pretty.
Aren't, these aren't the actors. The actors I don't think were related.
Starred Kay Parker, Mike Ranger, of course, Lee LeMay. She was really great in it. Tawny Pearl, one of her very few porn. showings. Juliet Anderson, who is famous for her persona of Aunt Peg. Dorothy LeMay, I don't really remember her, and Holly McCall. I think she was in the orgy scene. So,
This is 80s.
I just looked
it up.
Yeah. You guys, Taboo 2 was the first porn that I ever actually had in my possession, and I was a teenager, but I like, you know, I kept it in a fucking drawer to make sure no one find it. Yeah. Fucking VHS tape. I saw that porn so many times that I can still give you. Oh, here's the baseline to it. Darn it. Burn it. Burn it.
Burn it. Burn it. I'm gonna look it up.
Do they even make like real like porn movies anymore? I mean, everyone just watches clips, right?
Oh, I see.
Do they make like full on movies anymore?
Oh, totally. Tell us all about it, Ryan.
Well, last week when I was on set.
On set.
No, I mean, now they have porn movies that are like, you know, good special effects, I think. I've only made it through maybe 5-10 minutes of any full-length porn feature lately.
That's some crazy bush there.
Yeah.
Well, what are you looking at?
I looked it up. I just wanted to see it.
I was trying to find it
on IMDb because I didn't know it was like a porn movie, and I'm like, this came out in 2017. What the hell is he talking about?
No, it's like a clip of it. Yeah. So let me see if I can hear. I can turn this up, I guess. I'm trying to find the soundtrack. All I can find is.
Well, Taboo 2 comes up on other podcasts too, and which
oh,
I was like, wow, that I guess it was, well, yeah.
Is it like grandma and
well,
was
not only
do you know,
here's the music.
When people are fucking, it's that bass line that I just gave you, but then there's like these interludes where people are walking around in fields and stuff. It's really spooky.
Okay, so there you go. There's some Taboo there. This is great because
that was Taboo 1.
Yeah, that's Taboo 1. That was a scene where Mike Ranger and Lila May were enjoying an intimate moment where they were sharing their feelings with each other. And by feelings, I mean the feelings in their genitals.
It's love.
It's love. It's Valentine's Day. It's love. It's like, if you're a porn star, I think this is a great question for the round table. And I'm going to start with Ryan because his chocolate voice isn't spoken enough, ironically. If you're a porn star, Ryan... Not if. You're a porn star, Ryan. What do you do for Valentine's Day? How do you up the ante? What's going on? I mean, it's got to probably be, you know, a non-vagina thing, I'm assuming. So what do you do?
Well, I think you actually, by playing it straight and, like, just doing it, like, missionary, that would be hot. Because, like, you're so used to fucking, like, crazy-ass shit that just, like... Hey, make eye contact and do missionary. It's like, oh my God, this is the most amazing thing.
Wow, how bizarre. You're looking at me. Hey, baby, I love you on Valentine's Day. I'm going to show you respect and listen. You're like, no, what?
I just want to say I was on a...
How different it would be for the porn star girlfriend at that point. I mean, that's got to be different.
It's Taboo.
It's way taboo.
I do remember seeing
an interview...
Did you
whisper, I love you, in her ear?
No,
yeah, it's a special thing. It's a really special thing for porn stars.
So, I do remember seeing an interview once with a porn star named Chloe, and I think that was all she was called, just Chloe. And they were asking her in an interview, like, what is romantic for you because you do porn? She's like, gosh, I don't know. I guess normal stuff, like having sex in a gazebo. Why is that's normal? A gazebo? Just the word gazebo.
Do, you know?
You guys have never had sex in a gazebo?
I've never had sex in a gazebo. I guess I'm too pedestrian because I've never had a sex life that was so crazy that sex in a gazebo was normal. Like, what do you want to do
so
today?
I
don't know. Bored. Let's have sex in a gazebo.
All right, maybe I'm going to regret asking this, turning into fucking Elmer Fudd. Listen,
you can ask us what a gazebo is.
What is the weirdest? Where's the weirdest place that you've ever had sex? What's the most bizarre sexual experience that you've ever had? Just
you really want me to talk about this?
There were like three questions in there. I would only go with one, and I would also say your first instinct was probably correct there, sir.
Yeah.
So you asked me location experience? Like,
let's just stick with location. What's the weirdest place you've ever had sex?
I think I'm going to win this one.
And don't tell the listener whether it was with me or not. I'll know, but I won't give it away either.
I don't want to tell you. That's weird.
All right, fine. How about you, Jason? Where's the weirdest place you've ever had sex? And don't just say the shower.
I'm kind of... I think that out of all four of us, I probably had the fewest partners. But I think I'm going
to
win this
one.
Jason? I'm going to say you're all sluts. Y'all a bunch of hoes. That's what I'm trying to say. No, I... This is true. I'm not making this up. It's Valentine's Day. Fuck it, why not? I went down on a girl on one of those spiral staircases going to the top of Notre Dame. That's the truth. Yeah. I did.
Hey.
Pretty hot.
Notre Dame. She lifted up her dress and I was happy to accommodate.
That's badass.
That is.
That's a good one.
I mean, people be like, oh no, I fucked somebody on a blimp. I'm like, I'm sorry, Notre Dame beats blimp.
I agree.
That's another title for today's show. Notre Dame beats blimp. I just have 1,000 titles.
I got a hand job in the back of a cop car once.
Well, hey.
What?
That's...
Did the cop know?
It was the cop. His name was Charlie. He was
nice.
No, we got. I was at a party when I was a teenager, and the party got busted and people were like looting the party, which is weird, and throwing eggs and stuff. When the cops got there, like people were running out of the party with the like VCRs and electronics and shit. Holy shit. People were throwing eggs. One of my friends got hit right in the face with an egg, and then the cops came in and just started rounding people up, putting them in cop cars, because, you know, so we all got, like, I don't even know what it was at that point. They made us think we were going to jail for the rest of our lives, but then we all got released. But see, when they were, I was put in the back of a cop car with this girl, and they were like, we're going to go get more teenagers, we'll be right back. And we're sitting in the back of the cop car, and I totally got an old fashioned while the cop was rounding up other teenagers.
How the hell did she give you a handjob with handcuffs on? That's amazing.
I know.
No, we weren't handcuffed. What? They locked us in the back of the car in the little cage.
See, that's what's so wrong with the police today. There. They did.
Your rights.
You have the right to remain silent while you're getting a blowjob.
Like 16 years old, super drunk.
So this is like a high school party.
Yeah, it's a high school party in a small town down in Tennessee, down on Payne Street.
Again, at the risk of sounding like a total male chauvinist douchebag, I feel like if you're locked in the back of a cop car with a woman who is, you know, like willing, and you say to her, look, you know what would really piss the cops off if I were to squirt one all over the back of the seat right here? I mean, I'm not saying she has to, but I'm thinking she'd be like, yeah, that would fuck them up. So...
Yeah, it didn't go that far. We got interrupted by the return of the police officer.
You didn't finish?
No, I didn't finish.
Man, I would have finished in like 3 seconds flat.
Let me finish. we got to the police station, and my friend was sitting next to me, and they're asking us what happened because stuff was stolen and eggs were thrown. And my friend, his hair was matted down with eggs, and there was fucking literally egg all over his face. And they asked him, I remember sitting right next to him, the cop was like, so there were eggs thrown. Do you know anything about that? And he was like, no, sir. And like one of his eyes was fucking matted shut by eggs. No matter what they asked him, he just fucking lied right to their face, which was almost as good as the hand job.
I just wanted to know why these fucking cops are spending their time arresting high school kids at a fucking high school party.
Look, down in Sevierville on Payne Street, the cops didn't have a whole lot of stuff to do. So this was great for them. Like, we're going to round up all these fucking teenagers and, you know, scare the shit out of them. They had a great time.
They didn't have video games back then.
That's a pretty badass story.
If I was a cop in the early 90s and I was like, I could play fucking Mario or go arrest some teenagers, I'd arrest the teenagers and I would be awarding points to my fellow cops. Like, how many shitty Nirvana listeners did you – shitty kids with Nirvana t-shirts did you get? Oh, I got 5. Okay, nice. That's worth 10 points. I got some Pearl Jam kids.
Yeah,
Pearl
there was Jam a sucks. Score, I'm sure.
Absolutely. Yeah. For sure,
did
for sure.
They ask for your like your address and your phone number? Would you just tell them you didn't know, or did you like make?
Oh yeah, there was a lot of like, we're gonna be contacting your parents, and charges will be pressed. And we don't even know if you're going home tonight, Eggface.
so this
and
is
I was
about-
just like I've got a huge boner here. Because still things were going really great for me, and I can't stop thinking about it. Let me go home, please, so I can watch Taboo 2 and finish myself up.
I do want to know, did you know the girl, or was it just like a random girl you got fucking arrested with, and she's like, I'm going to give you a hand job right now, because
let me tell you, it was a girl I had met at the party, and she kept coming up to me, sitting on my lap, and she had a lollipop, and she was like suggestively the lollipop. Clearly, she was into me.
Yeah.
And then when we got rounded up, we were close to each other, I guess, so we got rounded into the same.
Oh, she totally did that, Joe. Don't even think it was otherwise. She's the one who called a cop. She's like, I know I'm a bag this fucker.
Totally.
We need some privacy.
Yeah.
Nothing better than the back of a cop car.
Yes. She called the cop. She's all like, we're getting arrested together. I'm giving this fucker a hand job. For the listener who does not know what Joe looks like, Laura can corroborate. He's a good looking guy. And back in the day when he was 16, he was a piece of ass. That guy was good looking right there. That Joe guy. I'm serious. He's a cute little devil. And not only that, he was a musician. So basically that's Fuck Central 101. If you ask me, I would have given him a hand job. Except he's my cousin, so that would have been weird. But fuck it, taboo, right? I don't care.
Hey, for the Jason, for the Valentine's Day show, can you call the show, what did you call it? Fuck Central 101? That's pretty hardcore.
I've had a lot of wine tonight. I've had a lot of rose.
It's not a romantic show.
No, this is
sure
a fucking nasty show.
Very romantic.
When I post the show on the thing, I have to mark it as explicit. I want to mark this as like XXX explicit, but it won't let me because this has been raunchy.
I want to know Ryan's weird location. Mm.
Yeah, Ryan, where have you done it up the butt? I mean, where have you...
tell us a weird sex story, Ryan, and make it anal.
Nice.
And do it in your chocolate white voice. White chocolate voice. Mm. There was this one time when I was having sex with an albino. I don't know, whatever you guys do.
Midget. I definitely think it's a midget. It's I don't know why, but I could definitely see Ryan fucking a midget.
All right, fucking take it easy.
I dare Joe to get it up.
We were just
thinking about plate, Laura like saying I can see Ryan having sex with a midget. Locations. That's awesome.
Would you have sex with a midget?
I'd have sex with a midget's brother. I don't care. Oh, wait, you're talking Ryan. Sorry.
They're called little people.
Yes.
Sorry,
let's, yeah, well, little let's be respect.
They're not all little. I mean, they're little, but they're not. Not all of them is little. They're little, but parts of them aren't little.
Oh. When I was younger, my first hand job was actually from a girl who had only two fingers and a thumb.
Whoa.
because of a birth deformity. So my my first hand job was basically with a like a big oversized thumb and then like two finger like hoof thing.
There's so many inappropriate fucking jokes coming to my mind right now.
Well,
I was locked up, I didn't know where to start.
To be touched at that point, you know.
Yeah,
so you got a three-fifths hand job.
She have another hand that she could have used. Why did she have to use the hoof hand?
Oh my god,
were they both messed up?
No, like that's just the was. Maybe I yelled out, use the little hand. I may have done that.
This is my strong hand.
Joe Neal, yeah. Please send this episode to Giovanni fucking Baby Pants, whatever his fuck name is. Send this episode. This is our best episode ever. If you had told me that Ryan got a handjob from a three-finger girl, I would have been like, that's our whole show. We're never going to do anything except talk to Ryan about his three-fingered handjob, because that's amazing.
Gross. Dude, gross.
I thought I had a pretty good handjob story, but like...
No, Ryan wins. Ryan wins. Fuck Notre Dame. Cop car. Holy shit.
Really gross. I have like a weird, I don't know.
There isn't a man alive. Like, there isn't a man. Laura. There isn't a man alive who, if asked, hey, would you get a hand job from a three-finger girl? Who wouldn't say yes? Every single man be like, yeah, I want to know what that's like. I want to find out.
I would say no.
I would say yes so fast. I don't care if she's got a hair lip and a mustache. Bring it. I want to see what this is like.
Look, all right, I'm going to tell my story, but I'm worried we're never going to be able to go there now.
Tell your story. What is this story? Your first hand job? What's the...
No. The weird sex location, but I'm worried...
Well, three-finger hand job.
Yeah. No, Brian's number one. Joe, can at the end of the year we have a... in the best of... Can we have the best hand job story competition or thing, and then Ryan gets the Oscar or whatever the fuck's called?
Yeah, Ryan wins.
Yeah. Okay, well, go ahead.
So
Laura,
your
sorry.
Story, honey, if you can top the three-fingered hand job story, does your story have to do with three fingers at least?
There were fingers involved, but it wasn't three fingers. I'm just worried if I tell you where it was that we're never going to be able to go there.
I think that if you tell
it's
him
it's okay.
Was it like
just
at a restaurant?
Come on.
Okay, so it was the Wild Animal Park.
Wait, it was what? Say it again. You broke up a little bit there. I'm not joking. You actually did. What was it?
The Wild Animal Park.
Wow. Okay.
San Diego, right? It's like a big, safari zoo type of place, right?
Yeah.
So the Wild Animal Park is like the perfect place because there's a bunch of like, I don't know, little bushes that are like set back and people can't see doing.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, yeah. That's it? Animals, noises. Yeah, I don't think that beats the fucking three-finger story.
No, it's pretty good. It's pretty good. So let me see if I got this straight now. The time before last I was in San Diego, my wife, Alice, and I actually went to that safari park. And it did smell a little like... Wait, that's not an animal smell. So I don't know what the timing was, but was that like... I mean, are we talking like...
Many years ago.
Were you turned on by the zebras? I mean, what was it like, hey, I really like the way that hippo looks, but I can't fuck a hippo, so come here, Dave, I'm going to fuck you, or whatever. I mean, what was the...
Hippos are sexy. Don't judge me, taboo.
I'm not...
You know what I'm saying? Here,
I have a question for you. Did you actually, like, hide in the, you know, in the bush? and have sex?
They played hide it in the bush. Yeah.
Yes.
You had sex at the wild animal park.
Yeah.
Wow. So special.
Did you get caught by anyone, or did you get away with it? And then
we almost got caught, and it was like a whole family. So that was like horribly embarrassing. But I don't think they saw anything.
I think Joe, you next Valentine's Day, you need to buy tickets to the safari park. You know what I'm saying? You need to, like, fly you and your wife from Davenport to San Diego. And she'd be like, why are we going to San Diego? Like, I don't know, because whatever. And then, like, oh, why are we at Safari Park? I don't know. Why do you have condoms? Oh, I don't know. And then, boom.
Check out the animals.
Yeah, we're check out some
animals.
Let
me ask you this. Do you get turned on by thoughts of the wild animal park now? Is that imprinted on your kind of sexual brain?
No.
Wait, she did it at the wild animal park?
Yeah. Ryan just Where went pee, so he missed that whole thing. He ran out to take a piss, so he missed it.
Wild park, yes. I don't think I, like, associate sexy thought with the wild animal park. No, but it was super hot.
Can I confess something about every man in the world ever? This might not be true for you, Laura, but for every man in the world, every place they've ever had sex is inspiration to have sex later. Like, if they're ever like, I can't get it up because I've had 18 beers, they think about some sex they had. It could be an animal park. It could be in front of their computer. It could be the time they were watching the Chipmunks and accidentally got hard on it. I don't know why, but go with it.
It could be
Yeah. So it's like,
animal, the three-fingered fucking sloth.
Fucking A, it's true. You know? I feel sorry for Allison, my wife, because next time she's like, let's do it, I'm like, oh, hang on a second, I'm pretending that a guy with a rich chocolatey voice and a beard is getting a handjob with a three-finger girl. And she's like, why? I'm like, just whatever, I'm doing it. And that's how we'll have a second child.
Hey, look, you know what? My barber is a little bit worried. She listens to...
Oh, do not let her listen to this episode.
That we go a little too far.
Oh, we went.
Yeah, she gets worried sometimes a little bit too far, and that, like, our, you know, we are not PC almost to the point where she can't approve. And I'm like, oh, okay, I'll, you know, we don't want to hurt anybody's feelings. And then I realize my wife comes on the show, and she, like, she's way more hardcore than us during this episode. She's like, hey, would you ever fuck a midget? And then she's like, oh, three-fingered? Oh, like the three-fingered sloth? I'm like, oh, okay. Oh, my God. So thanks, honey, for pushing it.
I think if nothing else, Joe, you can tell your barber, you can say, hey, it's cool because my wife brought it up. So, right? I mean, that's like the law, right? If you can make fun of the people that you are of, like, Joe, you and I are part Greek, so we can talk about how Greeks are all perverts and have anal sex with boys. We're allowed to do that. No one else is, right?
They do.
You didn't know that, Ryan? Next time I'm in your town, we're gonna talk.
Well, they used to. Come on now, times have changed. This isn't ancient Greek.
Could be. I'm just saying, it's Valentine's Day episode. Could be.
Well, you know what.
I thought the Greek thing was that they have, like, dicks.
They have what?
What? What did you just say?
They have dicks.
They do have dicks. I don't know.
They have huge dicks.
Yeah, they do. They're enormous.
According to David.
Who's David?
He's some Greek guy.
The sculpture. He has a tiny wiener.
No. He doesn't have a tiny wiener. His wiener is colossal. Michelangelo was doing a perspective thing. Okay? Art history. Art lesson right here. Boom. It was a perspective thing. Greeks, and David wasn't Greek, he was Jewish. Listen, Greeks have gigantic, like enormous, like huge claymore size, like two handers. You swing it, and it's like you knock down three people with it. Dicks. And if you're one quarter Greek, like Joe and I are, you have a one quarter size gigantic dick, which is normal size.
Oh, my God.
Happy Valentine's Day. Hey, Joe, we got 10 minutes left. Did you have a clip you wanted to play or something like that?
No. I was just thinking we really have anything to bring to the show today. Like, there's no ads.
No ads. Nope. Oak Roll is really fucking me over because there's no montage.
I think it's been a big
Been what?
What it is. A big ad for Pornhub. I want to say I looked up Taboo. Pornhub popped up, and I just, for shits and giggles, typed love and Valentine's Day into the search box.
Yeah.
And interesting results. I'll say that. Interesting.
We were going to, I think, talk about fetishes, and you mentioned shits and giggles. So I'm wondering if that's an appropriate thing to bring up now. Now, I know Joe does have a clip he wants to play, and I do have a story that I told Joe off the air last week about shits and giggles, except it's not shits, but it's about fetishes. And since we're talking about raunchy crap anyway, we might as well just get it all out, right? I mean, if you're going to shit on your lover, you might as well piss on him too. I think that's the same thing as saying in for a penny, in for a pound, except more disgusting. So
I don't understand. I don't get it.
Joe, did you?
Well, how about what? First, before we get into that, Jason, we can do it.
Okay,
we can do this. Hey, Laura, what did search results on Pornhub when you put in love and romance? Just give us an example, because it's killing me ever since you brought it up.
Wait, what'd you say? You broke up.
You just looked up love and romance on Pornhub. What came up?
Yes. A lot of, like, weird missionary sex and, like, boob sucking.
Okay.
I don't know.
Didn't Ryan say that earlier? Hey, you're a porn star. What do you do for Valentine's Day? Is it mix it up? Missionary.
There it is.
A lot of missionary. There's some doggy style in here. But a lot of boob sucking.
I see the boob sucking. It's Riley Reed and Penny Pack's Lesbian Romance. That's a good one. I'm going to read that. I'm going to watch that one right now.
I think that needs to be like a regular segment. Like at the end of the show, Laura just types the theme of the show into Pornhub and lets us know what she's seeing.
I'm just going to put it in Valentine's Day sex.
Okay, that's a good one. Yeah.
That's a big ass. Oh my God. Wow.
That's a big ass. That might be the winner for tonight's show title. That's Yowza. A big ass.
Well, but on the ass, is there an L attached on one cheek and then a VE on the cheek?
That's no.
So terrible.
It's like weird homemade porn. Ugh.
That's the best one.
Nobody wants to see real people. No.
No.
Laura wants production values.
Yeah, definitely.
Absolutely. So, Jason, back to Jason. What about the shits and giggles fetish?
Okay, so this is not about... So we got a suggestion from the listener. I don't know about... This is a very raunchy show, and I don't know how I feel about saying that particular listener is the listener for this show. That's creepy, but we talked about Taboo, so why not? Anyway, okay. What was saying? Yeah, I fucked your heads up just there. The story
fetish.
I have is fetishes. So we've got a few minutes left. Here's my story. I was reading the Stranger's Strange Love or Savage Love, whatever it is. That gay guy, right? Dan Savage, who is... I've actually talked to him in person. He's a very intelligent, articulate, well-spoken dude. Obviously, what's the word I'm looking for? He's not just a fly-by-night guy who's like, I talk about sex, so I'm interesting. No, he could talk about, like, you know, anthropology or... I don't know, greeting cards.
He's knowledgeable. He's eloquent.
Intelligent.
He's an intelligent, artistic guy. Anyway.
I think he's a bottom at the top.
Yeah, I don't know if he's a top or a bottom. He did talk about, one time, like, when he was speaking live, like, he was talking about how he and his husband, he's like, hey, as long as I can put that man in a Speedo and go to Mexico, I'm happy. And I was like, okay, is that a pop or a bottom thing? Doesn't matter. Who cares? It's up to them. I think the whole top-bottom dichotomy is probably a little bit, like, delimiting for gay people because it's like, hey, why can't we switch it up? Why you got to define me? It's in our own. But I'm completely off the subject. Listen, Savage Love article. Here's me. I'm reading this article. This guy's like, dear Dan, I really get off on people puking on me or me puking on them. Here's my problem. I've only found 5 or 6 people in my life who are willing to do this. And I'm reading this going, what the fuck? 5 or 6? That's more people than I've had. Just normal. So shut up. What? 5 or 6?
That's the magic of the internet. You go to like Barftender and you can find, you can meet someone at a gas station that'll puke on your dick.
I typed it in.
When you find your lobster, you gotta hang on.
Why would there be lots of it?
Do not keep typing things in, Laura, at this point. I think it's a bad idea.
I typed in shit. I did it. Oh my god.
Are all the sites in German? Probably. Okay.
Well, I'm gonna go.
Let's go back. So this was definitely the porn episode. It's supposed to be Valentine's Day, but for what it's worth, it's the day after Valentine's Day. So, Joe, we've got 5. We got 4.5 minutes left, which is probably 3 times longer than my average sex act. So, can you tell me, are we supposed to play your little clip here? That's what she said. Or should we not?
Well, the clip is really simple. I was like, we had nothing for the show. There's no ads. There's no montages. There's no silly song. Nothing. So I gave you just a button that maybe you could use throughout the show, but you haven't used it. And it's
I didn't know that was what it's for.
No, I didn't tell you. That's how fucking off the rails this show is. But it's just fucking Mowage.
I could put it on a repeat for the rest of the show.
Will that be the last 3 minutes just on loop?
Yeah, why not? I mean,
how very much like marriage.
It is.
Marriage. Oh, God.
Can you,
I'm just kidding, Penny. I love marriage.
Sorry, I pressed the wrong button. What was that, Ryan?
Princess Bride.
Princess Bride porn. Can we look up Princess Bride porn?
Sure, why not? Yeah. It's that kind of show.
Typing it in.
You are? Okay, I won't.
Dumb.
Want to watch the video of this girl shitting gummy worms?
No. That's not the search.
What happened when you typed in Princess Bride? Gummy worms?
I typed in shit, and it's a woman, like, pooping a whole bag of, like, the Costco-sized bag of gummy bears out of her butt.
Christ!
Yeah.
Okay, look, type in Princess Bride for us, and I think we'll get the Penis Roberts or something.
It's a gangbang.
Dread Penis Roberts. That is totally going to be my porn name.
It's a wedding dress. She's wearing a wedding dress. It looks like bridal party.
You triggered the search rhythm with Bride. Fine, you're down a very bad path.
Is she screaming as you wish?
I don't think she's screaming at all. Oh, God. And there's, interestingly, like, a lot of cartoons. Like, cartoon princesses.
You know what? We should have... Okay. You know, welcome to the porn episode as it is, everybody. But actually just have a porn, like, sex episode, and that's all we do. Like Ryan said, we just tell Laura to type stuff in, and she explains.
Yeah, tell a story or a joke, and it was like, let's do a search.
Mm-hmm. Joe, we do an entire podcast called Laura Watches Stupid Porn, and that's just her for an hour. Like, okay, what should I type in? I don't know, type in Midget Christmas, and she just, like, goes for it. And we're like, listen to Laura. It's like, oh, God.
She has to, like, make commentary on it as she watches it.
She's like, MST3K.
I typed in stupid porn, and the first video is mentally retarded bitch.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
1.3 million views. 75 thumbs up.
By the way, that's it. If my barber is listening to this, it's over. I'm never going to get a haircut again from her.
No, she's going to give you a chop cut.
Listen to the show.
Oh, my God.
I told my friends
from work to listen to me on the podcast today.
Nice.
This anyway, has been...
it's going to have to be its own show with weekly. I mean, it can't be Just Because. It's a whole brand new podcast. It has to be. Where that's all we do.
Laura watches right, shitty porn.
That's what do I type in now?
Sure, we got 40 seconds left.
No, Laura, you need to maintain your sense of disgust. You sounded a little excited there, I gotta say. So that, you gotta be like, what do I have to do now?
Type in.
I typed in Big Bird. it's so weird.
I've got an image in my head. Oh my god. It's like Sesame Street.
He's Snuffleupagus there.
No, his name is Stuff Your Butt With This. Wow.
There's a lot of like weird dildo porn. I don't know why Bird would like nice.
Okay, guys. Okay, guys. Okay.
Happy Valentine's Day, everybody.
Oh, Jesus fucking Christ.
Exciting and new. Come aboard. Laura searches the porn for you.
Oh, my God.
Oh, Jesus Christ. It's a good thing I got insurance.
All right, Jason, give me a topic.
I think he's trying to play you off at this point. He's okay, a little frightened.
Here we go. Transsexual pirates.
Oh, no. I don't want to do that. That's too specific. Transsexual.
How about just pirates? I like pirates.
The pirates, fine. T-girls.
Transgender pirates. A lot of cartoons.
My Apple Watch just told me that I hit all three rings. If you get an Apple Watch, that's a funny fucking joke. If you don't have an Apple Watch, it's not funny.
Oh, I'll have to look that up and then laugh about it later.
Okay. My Fitbit just said, score!
Jason, real quick, did we get your location? Your weird location?
Yeah, Notre Dame. Winding staircase. Right. I licked a twat. Yeah.
It was no three-fingered hand job.
That's true. Yeah. It wasn't. Yeah.
That's not a location. Where did he get the three-fingered hand job? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, Ryan, where was it?
In my cousin's bathroom. So it was romantic on top of it.
This show is called Just Be Cousins, Ryan. You didn't tell us that sooner? Fucking A, dude.
I was waiting for that to drop, you know?
Wow.
I mean, that's how we about finished Barry the show. That's show business. Bam!
Oh, Lord.
Show
it
business.
It wasn't your cousin, was it?
Bam. Oh, snap.
No, it's not my cousin. He got a hand job from her later, so it wasn't like, you know.
She did the double-double?
There's enough fingers for everybody.
Now I feel bad for this girl. Was it the same fucking night? Oh, no.
Look, there's nowhere to go from here, guys. Let's just say goodnight.
Wait. Last topic. Finger tan job.
Go ahead, type it in.
Three finger tan job.
Don't do
it. Here we go.
If the person has five fingers, that's insufficient.
You have to click.
And they're only using three?
Oh my god.
Worst in hand job. What the fuck?
I need oxygen.
How do they find these people? Oh my god.
I'm literally dying.
Oh my god.
All right, everybody. We're signing off.
Good night.
I gotta do my screamy thing and then this.
Don't worry, Joe. You got 90 seconds left.
Is at an end.
I definitely need to like clear my search history here because, oh my god.
Joe, Ryan, and Laura are never allowed to be on again. Ever. I can't breathe.
Aww.
I want them on every show. Every show.
We don't want to
You're the
kill
one who brought up taboo.
I hurt.
All right, good night, everybody in JBC land.
Sorry.
Try not to have nightmares.
Don't talk to any random searches on Pornhub, kids. Just don't.
Dread Penis Roberts!
Nice. Dude, how do they get these people to do these things?
It is called money and cocaine.
Of what? How do you even get that many gummy bears up your butt?
Some of the things that you've been searching is probably one of those lesser drugs, like Drano or something.
JBC, motherfuckers.
You can't find the stop button.